Thandi, a very good morning. You have a rather sad reflection to share with us this morning.
Yes, Africa. Thank you for taking my call. I think, you know, we aren't having enough of a conversation about the genocide against LGBTI people in South Africa. There's been 13 murders since February 2021. All of these are related to some form of hate before the murder happens, corrective rape. These murders are gruesome. The most recent of these happened in Khayelitsha just over this weekend. These are black LGBTI people who are not safe in their communities. And I think the spike is showing us very clearly that as much as constitutional protection, for sexual orientation has been a victory in South Africa since 1994, the lived reality of queer people in this country is something completely different. Part of the legislation that has been in progress in terms of trying to deal with this senseless violence, the Hate Crimes Bill, which has been sitting in Parliament since 2016. In 2020, during a pandemic, I mean, in every single month, there was almost one or two murders that happened. Smangele Jassy in September 2020. Bonang Khailaye in February 2021. You've got Andile Dutela, Pamandla Khoza. I mean, the list goes on. Shanice Fetu Jonathan. You've got Kirvin Fortune, Alma, Adnan Davis, Lindokuhle Cele, and this type of outrage, this has not caused enough outrage in this country. The president called this a grave concern and that he's highly disappointed. This was on the 27th of April, after the LGBTI community called for President Ramaphosa to take a stand against the murders of queer people in South Africa. And, you know, and then I remember the last part of his statement was that these murderers will be brought to book. I mean, part of these people, some of these trans people are dying in police custody. The police are not safe for LGBTI people. And I think, you know, we've got a silent genocide happening in our country and we are not doing enough about it. And I think from a media perspective, this needs to be, in conversation a lot more than it has been.
Thandi, a silent genocide is certainly a strong word, and I think a word that could very well be appropriate with regards to this. I'm going to put you back to Janice, my producer. We'll get in touch with you and just work out a way of how you think the media could play a much better role, if you like, in highlighting the plight of the LGBTI and how they are victims of a hate crime, as you call it, and unfortunately dying in the numbers that they do. And over the next couple of weeks, we will certainly bring regular conversations to this show pertaining to that. Thank you very much for picking up the call this morning.